Gerrymandering turned out to be a recurring theme with listeners. It's the practice of establishing a political advantage for a particular party by manipulating district boundaries. And it's often blamed for political gridlock, usually by the party that is not in power. Representative Deb Butler is a Democrat who represents House District 18.
I really believe that gerrymandering is at the root of the partisan bickering we find in Raleigh and nationally. You know, because when the districts are drawn and legislators are choosing their voters, you can pretty well imagine that those on the left, Democrats, have to take a hard step to the left, and my Republican colleagues have to take a hard step to the right. And I think it creates a divide that's not necessary. We all need to come back to the middle.
Republican Representative Ted Davis serves the 19th district. He also believes districts should be drawn independently, not by the party in power.
I don't normally sign pledges, but I did last session to support the creation of an independent board to look at doing the districts. I cannot tell you whether there's going to be an appetite to do it or not. I know it's something that's definitely on the drawing board, and I know it's something that will be addressed. How far it goes, I do not know.
Holly Grange serves District 20 in the state's House of Representatives. Her take on the issue of gerrymandering is different. She doesn't give the concept of being nonpartisan much credence.
And I also think it's very difficult to say that anything can be nonpartisan in this day and age. I think that there's always going to be some sort of bias that someone has, and that would be displayed, maybe not even intentionally. But I don't think nonpartisan can work. I don't think it exists.
New to the political scene in Raleigh, Senator Harper Peterson is a Democrat representing District 9. Peterson says his constituents come first. He's hopeful he can work with both sides of the aisle.
I think it's important. If I'm representing my constituents, and obviously some of my constituents are in Tally's district, House 20, then we need to be talking about it. We need to find common ground on important issues and try to come to some solutions that satisfy our constituents. That's at the heart of it.
The North Carolina General Assembly convenes for its long session next week in Raleigh. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.